Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
808, it's going to be cold as heck next week. Well, I guess that's oxymoron. It's going to be very cold next weekend. Next week, let's leave it at that. And unfortunately, sometimes we know now that there are people that are alive now that won't be after the cold weather comes through, and sometimes it can be avoidable. With that, we invited Captain Edwin Holmes on New Orleans Fire Department PIO to talk about it. How you doing, Captain?
Good morning.
Let's talk about keeping people safe during a cold snap, some do's and some don'ts.
All right. Let's start with the don'ts. Alternative heating sources. That's one of the bigger problems we have. In doing research to talk to you this morning, mm-hmm. I look back and notice that each year when we send out these cold weather safety tips, you know, a multiple alarm fire usually follows either that evening or the next day, sometimes with fatalities involved. Mm-hmm. And it's oftentimes with individuals using the stoves to heat their homes. Of course, we want to discourage that. You know, it puts out products of combustion like carbon monoxide.
Let me slow you down a little bit there, because I think what happens, Captain, when it gets cold, and when people, either if it's after a hurricane, when it's hot with generators, whenever things change and you're doing something that's not in your routine, that's where people do things that hurt themselves because they don't think it through and they don't think, well, wait, that seems like an obvious solution, and they go with it, but they don't realize that there's a downside to it. Let's talk about using a stove or an oven to heat your home, why that's not a good idea.
The biggest issue is carbon monoxide. You know, you open up that oven and you have debris from that roast from 2 years ago, from pizzas you put. All of that is inside the oven. All that begins to burn when you've left it on for a long period of time. It's going to release carbon monoxide. We see a lot of times the elderly also have the burners running at the same time that the oven is, and often in the morning you come in, you got loose clothing on, you're around the stove, the robes catch fire. Things as simple as that.
Captain, the other thing too, and I know an elderly neighbor that whose heater was out and they had the burners going full tilt, and he said, look, if I put the fan on, then it'll draw the heat through the house, but that also produces carbon monoxide or eats up oxygen, does it not?
It spreads the carbon monoxide.
Spreads it, okay.
You know, yeah, it spreads it throughout the house. Oftentimes, we overlook it, might feel a little nauseous, start feeling a little drowsy, a little tired, not realizing why, and that's the reason.
Okay, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just want to try to drive
these points
home.
Not at all. Of course, the biggest nemesis are the space heaters. You know, we only bring them out around this time of year when it starts to get cold. Oftentimes there are debris, dust inside of these units. We don't think about not having them so close to textiles, your beds, curtains, on top of a rug. None of this is anything we'd consider that you'd want to do as far as fire safety is concerned.
What about, I lost my train of thought. Oh, smoke detectors, please. A word about those. And carbon monoxide detectors.
That's something you need year-round. But also, especially around this time of year when you're using these heat-producing products, you want to make sure that, yeah, definitely the carbon monoxide, the smoke alarm, those are things that we push year-round to make sure that you have. In the event there is an incident, a fire in the home, it offers that early notification and prevents fatalities or any type of injuries. And just as a reminder to everyone, the New Orleans Fire Department supplies and installs smoke alarms free of charge. Uniform New Orleans Fire Department personnel will come out to your home, assess your need, and install these smoke alarms in your home. 10-year lithium battery smoke alarms. Now, we also supply and install carbon monoxide alarm, but currently we're out. We're waiting on a shipment to get in, but the smoke alarms we do have in stock right now.
How do they take advantage of that, Captain?
You can go on to the New Orleans Department's website. It's NOLA.gov/NOFD to make your request. Or you could just give us a call, 504-658-4714.
And I would think there's also at that website some ideas on keeping safe during a cold snap.
Yes, we have several fire safety tips, especially for cold weather. But just in general, for general fire safety tips, for anything you might need around the home. You know, one thing I also want to mention, this time of year, we often see the unhoused individuals going to abandoned or unoccupied properties in an effort to try to get out of the elements, keep warm. This is a lot when we see fires occur in these abandoned and unoccupied properties because we have individuals in there trying to keep warm. Some of the most notable examples would be when we had the 8 young people die in the Marigny back in December of 2010. Another is the 6 alarm fire, 1,000 block of Canal Street. Individual trying to keep warm in the foyer of an unoccupied office building. If you notice individuals inside a property somewhere near your home, look suspicious, please call the police department notify them of these types of situations.
Thank you, Captain. I appreciate your time, Captain Edwin Holmes. One thing I'll throw in, if you got a Christmas tree in your house and it's a real tree, get it out of there because that's just a fire waiting to happen. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Jeff Dorson, Executive Director of the Louisiana Humane Society, about keeping the pets safe and warm. The cold snap coming up. Tommy Tucker, WWL.